was taken aback by the fact that they didn't charge him, even with the involuntary manslaughter, which could have gone to his defense maybe if he felt threatened. The fact that they thought everything that happened was the fault of the deceased, to me showed that the way the case was presented to them by the prosecutor, because there was no defense lawyer, there was no judge to look at the case, he must have put it across to them in a way that favored the police, not the deceased.
What do you think this means for the communities and the police officers, the relation in regards to race?
Whether they meant to or not, it looks like they don't take seriously the deaths of all the young black men. Because with everything that we saw and heard, there was no way the police officer could have come out of this with not a single charge. So the reaction, though extreme, just shows that the relations between especially the officers and the black community is not healthy.
But some would argue that the grand jury itself, comprised of citizens of Ferguson, and are mandated to look at all the evidence and make a sound decision. Would you not say that they are vested, of course, in their community and the decision that they made to not indict Officer Wilson?
They are, but I look at the composition of the grand jury. According to my understanding, the grand jury, unlike the trial jury, they don't have to all agree on the final decision. They need a ratio of 9-3. So if that's the case, it's coincidental that you have 9 whites and 3 blacks.